Well, a special edition of Clan Chat. Murph here with Russ Smith. And Russ, we were just joking off camera. You don't like to be called Russell because you feel like you're in trouble or it's your mom calling saying Russell. I don't like to be called Aaron because I always feel like maybe it's like the teenage thing. I've done something wrong. So welcome to your first edition of Clan Chat, Russ Smith, and welcome to the Glasgow Clan and Brayhead Arena.
Thanks, Murph. Obviously, delighted to be here. I think this is day six, I think, in the business. So it's been a really quick and fast start. I mean, I didn't expect anything less. And we've over those 6 days, we've obviously accumulated 6 points as well. So we'll take that. It's been a really positive week.
Yeah, really positive win against Nottingham. Coming off that win against Nottingham, you were saying you were watching the stream there with some family members and they were mesmerized by the speed. I mean, look, you come from a great sporting lineage. You've worked for the Scottish Rugby Union. You've worked for your club, Hibs. You've worked for pro golf and pro racehorsing and, you know, running race courses. What's your early impressions of the Elite League and the speed and sort of the skill of a sport that's new to you in some regards?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just myself that's been blown away by it, but my family as well, and I think that's really important in terms of the way that hockey is being positioned and being enjoyed, and I've been delighted by obviously walking around and talking to people within the arena over the past two games against Fife. That there is, it's predominantly families that are there. It's people that are there for a really good time. There's nothing but positivity, which has been great. I mean, obviously, winning helps with positivity, but certainly early impressions for me is that high pace, high tempo, really entertaining, and like I say, my family have all caught the bug as well, which is brilliant.
And long may that continue. I've always said, if you see one game, whether it's in person or on the TV or on a stream, you will be hooked because hockey is a special sport and many of us consider it to be the best sport on earth. But let's talk about your background. I mean, you and I spoke off camera a little bit about your experience with your, you know, your boyhood club, Hibs, and a team that is close to your heart. Talk about that because we all know that the Purple Army are a passionate bunch, but I think Scottish fans in general, no matter what the sport are so, so passionate. And talk about the experience you bring from a role like that with Hibs.
Yeah, so I spent a lot, I was at Hibs for a long time, nearly just over 11 years, in two different stints. In my last stint, I was head of commercial and marketing, so really looking after everything connected to generation of revenue, communications, and obviously the marketing of the business. And ultimately the football club. The experience that I've had with Hibs was fantastic. I mean, firstly, to work for your boyhood club, I mean, amazing. However, what happens very quickly is that the magic of football very quickly goes, oh, right, so they do that here. So it's very, very interesting. I was fortunate when I was at Hibs to work with some fantastic people and some absolutely incredible leaders, both managers of the football club, as well as directors, chief executives, and I've learned a lot from those experiences, and I will obviously take them forward really positively into the role with Glasgow Clan and Brayhead Arena. The comparisons that I will draw is that obviously within professional sport you're going to get massive highs and you're also going to get lows as well, but the passion that I have seen both from the supporters and internally with our team, both the on ice team and off ice team, absolutely second to none. And I think if you've got a passionate team, if you've got people that absolutely believe in what we're looking to achieve, then we will absolutely create success. But like I say, there will be highs and there will be lows, and it's how you navigate them in a really positive way.
Talk about the Scottish Rugby Union as well, because we're in Six Nations time right now, and you had a lovely exchange with Michael O'Rourke, who obviously, look, he lives in Dublin, and he would have been watching the Ireland-Scotland rugby match with acute interest. I had to bring it up because you take the small wins when you can as an Irish sports fan, but I mean, you look at the experience you would have had with Scottish rugby. Again, how rugby has come on since I moved over here 19 years ago, the professionalism, and like even something like the Six Nations, it's become such a must-watch event. Just talk about your time with the Scottish Rugby Union.
Yeah, so with Scottish Rugby, I was there at a sort of very interesting time. It was a real sort of there was a real move to sort of revolutionise. I was going to say revolutionise the whole entertainment piece. Now, my role wasn't that. My role was on sort of business development, so I headed up the commercial department again. But what I was tasked with doing was really to try to think differently about how brands interact with the sport. Because again, before I joined and a few other people, Don Mackay, for example, who is now the chief executive of the SEC, he actually joined on the same day as I joined Scottish Rugby. It was a great guy. We really developed a strategy to go, right, okay, well, how do we make this more interesting? So the entertainment piece had to be interesting. We had to give more access to players. So one partnership that I created was, for the first time in 100 odd years, we changed the front of the Scots porridge pack. So that iconic pack that you get with the guy with the stone boulder on. And we had a fantastic relationship with the guys at PepsiCo. And we replaced for the Six Nations with three rugby players. So it was just thinking differently about how you use your assets and ultimately how you generate more commercial return for the business, which is ultimately going to then benefit the team in the long run. So that was I was there for a couple of years. So it was a really sort of fantastic 2 years. We still got beat of Ireland twice.
I should have brought it up, but I know that Mickey was happy to get on the call the other day after a win at Murrayfield. Do you see parallels between hockey and rugby? And that's something I think I said to you as well. We don't need to say ice hockey, just call it hockey. Hockey and rugby, it's such a physical, fast, and such a wonderfully graceful sport played by pretty tough characters. Do you see then when you come into the arena for the first time and you see the speed and the skill and the physicality, you go, okay, I'm going to be able to use some of these assets as well to improve not only the clan, but hopefully the EIHL, because as Mickey has said, you know, a rising tide floats all boats. So if we can start to break down some barriers and think outside the box in Glasgow, it'll be helpful to hockey in general.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, I think what certainly what brands, in my experience, what brands are looking for now is engagement with specific audiences. Okay, so if you can be very clear on what the offer is and who they're going to be speaking to, and you can basically provide ways for them to communicate in a really efficient and effective way, then absolutely we should be setting our stall out right from the start to say, okay, we're going to be increasing, our aim is to increase our sponsorship budgets. And that is definitely something that we will be looking at as part of our strategic approach. I think that there's, from a hockey perspective as well, I think it's an untapped market. I think, even yesterday when I was speaking to some of the guys that I've worked with before in sponsorship, some of them haven't been to a game. And my first request or ask for them was to say, look, have you seen this? Like, have you actually seen this? Because this is mental. It's brilliant. It's so much fun. And we've got this really passionate audience, supporter base. So get involved and come along. And that, over the next few months, will be absolutely the target, is to get as many brands, both local, national, and international, actually engaged with Glasgow Clan and also with Brayhead Arena. So that's definitely a target.
It is. I feel like going back to when I just used to do the TV side, you'd walk into Brayhead Arena. It just has that great feel. Everything is purple. You know that you're at the home of the, well, then the Brayhead Arena, now the Glasgow Clan, or the Brayhead Clan back then at Brayhead Arena. But now the Glasgow Clan, you walk in there, it has all that feel of a home building. And it has, like we said, the Purple Army are an absolutely passionate bunch. So we've got the great fan base. We've got the great arena. And the sky's the limit, perhaps, about, like you said, thinking outside the box and maybe engaging with some different sponsorship and business opportunities.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think it goes further than the hockey as well. And I think that's what everybody should be really excited about, that the fact that, certainly from my perspective, looking at the arena, it's very underutilized. And for us, there's a real opportunity to connect with promoters and with external event organizers, and to really put a spotlight back on this iconic building. I mean, it's five, at its maximum capacity, we can get up to 5,500. So we sit perfectly within that sort of sweet spot of, if you just think about locally, you've got Barrowlands at just over 2,000, and then obviously you're then up to 10,000 plus with the hydro. There is absolutely a place for us within that market at 5,000, just over 5,000. Therefore, a really exciting project that we're going to be working on is how do we re-engage or engage with promoters and external event organisers to fully maximise the potential of the arena. So I'm really excited about that.
And the great thing about that is, because look, the most of the people that will watch this clan chat are going to be like, okay, that's lovely, but how does it help the hockey team? But Mickey O'Rourke has always said, if we can get the events going and we start making different revenue streams, then there'll be more investment in the hockey team. So it goes hand in hand, doesn't it? If we're busier, if we're more successful in the events business, then the Glasgow Clan, maybe you need an extra import. Well, then there'll be a budget for that. So it's helpful to the hockey team when everything else is going as it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're very privileged to have not just one business with the hockey team. We've got an arena business, we've got a public skating business, and then there's obviously the academy and the charity as well. So there's five businesses sitting under this umbrella, and it's my responsibility and the team's responsibility to get all of these clicking, absolutely all of them clicking. And again, that all starts with one, understanding what the opportunities are, understanding what the challenges are, being quite clear about that, and then developing a strategy that will set us apart and deliver success across all of those different businesses, so that ultimately they were successful.
You said off the top, it's day six. Maybe it feels like day 66. There's a lot of things going on around a hockey team. And then you look at the other parts of the business, certainly. But let's talk about the hockey team, because you've had over the last 6 days a chance to get to know Corey Nielsen and Mike Surrant. You've got a chance, I'm sure, to meet Red, the equipment manager, and all Bruni, all the staff down there, all the office staff, Christine and everybody. First thoughts and impressions of the hockey side, the coaching staff, because I think we all can agree we're in pretty good hands, or really good hands, with Corey and Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first impressions is that they are obviously they're massively experienced. I'm learning a lot in a short space of time, and I'm very grateful to have the support of those guys and to basically lead me through that, and yourself as well, Murph. Obviously, you know, I've spoken a lot about hockey over the last 6 days. So yeah, I mean, I think it's very clear that these guys are obviously massively passionate about the sport, the Glasgow Clan, and obviously ultimately we're all here to deliver success. Obviously, winning the last three games we've now gained really positive momentum. And we just need to take that forward into obviously towards the end of the season. In terms of the wider team, it's just been incredible to watch the whole game day experience. So I mean that was the sort of first 2 days for me. It's been really sort of like step back and actually observe. And for me, yeah, there's improvements that we're going to be making in terms of sort of customer journey and customer experience and all that good stuff. And the notepad is filling up very quickly, based on conversations that I've had with supporters as well. And I love that, like actually like getting feedback from people. Ultimately, for me, feedback is a really positive, and feedback can be positive and feedback can be negative, but ultimately, it's feedback. So really keen to, I will always be out in the arena talking to people and making sure that people are heard. And we'll obviously take all that information back and work that through as a team. Any suggestions, welcome.
I love that because I actually got a couple of messages, and I think I said this to you offline. I think it was really nice that you were at one of the main exits after your first game, and that was a big win. I think we scored 9 goals that night, so the place would have been buzzing, and you were kind of mingling and saying, thanks for coming out. Thanks for enjoying your game here, Brad. I think it's a really nice thing to do and a really nice way to kind of get amongst the fans immersed in the game night experience.
Yeah, and listen, win, lose, or draw, I would do that. Because in every other venue or operation that I've been part of or ran, the most important thing is to say thank you, right? People are putting their hand in their pocket, and they are spending money, and they are they're coming along, and they're obviously being entertained, but they have a choice whether or not they want to do that. So ultimately, we have to say thank you. You know, so it's not a gimmick. It's a genuine. Big thanks for coming, and come back next week.
I think it's lovely because I know Mickey, when he's been at the arena, kind of just wanders around. He doesn't sit upstairs in an office and watch. He just kind of gets amongst it. I think that's important. I know you're a busy man. I know some of the emails that are coming in there from the league and stuff like that, and I know some of the stuff coming in from Corey. There's a lot going on. Before we let you go to get on with your busy day, a message to the Purple Army, I guess, kind of about your first 6 days, your feet are barely under the desk, but kind of where we're going as a group and where we want to get to in the next little while, now that you're entrenched as the CEO of both the Clan and the arena.
Yeah, I mean, I would just like to thank everybody for such a warm welcome. There's clearly a lot for me to take in. I've been on sort of like receive mode for the last 6 days. Ultimately, all of us that connected to the Clan want to deliver success for everybody, including ourselves. But ultimately, we're all in professional sport, and that's what gets us up in the morning to be able to actually to deliver success, to improve as well in terms of sort of customer experience, customer interaction. So there's a but in terms of making those making changes and making improvements, there will be a list of actually when that can happen and a timescale for all of that. What I would say is that in terms of communication, I know that has got better over the last year or so, which is fantastic. We will continue to improve in terms of communication. It's like I say, it's the most important part of any organisation is communication. It's great to be able to come on with you today, Murph, to really to kick that off. Just a huge thank you for the warm welcome, and I'll see you again on Friday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's a Valentine's special, and I'm looking forward to it. I was joking with my wife. It's interesting. She knows I've been talking to her, and I was telling her about some of the changes at the club and sort of the excitement going forward. And I said, she said, well, that's nice. You get to spend some Valentine's Day time together. The magic of pro sport. It could be anything. It could be St. Patrick's Day or whatever. But you forget when you're away from your family or when you're traveling. Pro sports goes on. That's going to be a big night, though, because you look at the way we're going right now as you try and move up the table. That Valentine's game on February 14th, very important.
Yeah, massively important. I think as we come towards obviously the back end of the season now, every single match is going to be important for us. So, like I say, huge positive momentum going into the game. Obviously on the back of the 3 wins that we've had over the last 6 days. Long may that continue. And I'm just excited obviously to get back into the arena on Friday. Surrounded by the Purple Army, and let's hear them singing at the top of the voice and banging the drums and really motivating the team to another 2 points.
Russ Smith, you're already hooked. You're already thinking about the next game day. You're hooked, much like your son. You're already hooked, hook, line, and sinker. Russ Smith, the CEO of the Glasgow Clan and the Brayhead Arena. Thanks so much for taking the time, and I'll let you go because I think in the time we are recording this now, there's probably 3 or 4 messages from Corey, a couple of messages from the league, and I can only imagine probably another 4 or 5 messages from staff at Brayhead Arena. So thanks for taking the time, and we'll see you February 14th, Guildford, in the arena for the Valentine's Day night game, and you can go to clanihc.com for your tickets. Russ, thanks for taking the time. We'll see you on Friday.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Thank you.